Your lease can prove to be one of your most valuable marketing tools if you inform the tenant. For example, what do your competitors charge as a deposit? You know, everybody, you know, might charge 1 month upfront, $1,000 security deposit. Well, if you are appealing to a high credit score tenant, perhaps you could use a competitive advantage of reducing the upfront amount of money. Or if you wanted to appeal to a very affluent, you know, someone who you say, look, I want someone in here who I don't even have to worry about. And I'm going to offer really a premier property, but I don't want to worry about it. So charge them more upfront. But explain to them, look, I want this amount of money, but look what I'm giving you in exchange for this. So just the amount of the move-in deposit and how much you charge can be varied up or down. In fact, in slow times, I do see some of these big apartment complexes featuring $99 move-in. Well, that can be very effective. So you can vary that, you know, more or less. What would give you a competitive edge with your tenants and help you attract the type of tenant that you want? The lease period itself, you know, 9 months, a year, month to month, week to week. Some of my properties used to be week to week. I don't have any like that now, but the people at the very low income level love paying week by week. Well, I loved it too because you get 13 months. On a week-to-week tenancy. You know, you say, okay, well, it's a 300 a month, that's 75 a week. Well, that person is now going to pay 5275 instead of, well, whatever the numbers are.
Whatever the math is.
Whatever the math is, that's right. But you can go even further. Who's going to pay for repairs? Who's going to pay for utilities? A lot of leases, you know, that's just the standard operating procedure, but you can vary any of these. Maybe give a discount for 2 years. Also, there's always the big issue about lawyers. Many of the leases will say, tenant will pay all lawyer costs if he loses. But then it will be silent that if the landlord loses, that the tenant pays. Well, people will use that, and then a judge will come along and say, well, Mr. Landlord, I don't think this is a very fair lease. And the tenant has won, and if you had won, the tenant would have to pay your legal fees. So I think it's altogether reasonable, since this is your approach, that you're going to pay the tenant's fees now. And people don't understand that, well, judges can do that. Well, judges can do a lot of things people can't. So in my leases, I don't have that. Everybody pays their own. Because I figure, you know, I can go, if it's really a clear case, I can go to housing court, a couple $100 at most, and have them out. You know, okay, I'm out a little bit. Most of the time, I cannot imagine getting into a lawsuit with a tenant where I'm going to prevail for any very large sum of money, but I can think of instances where a tenant who gets some advocacy group behind them for whatever alleged reason can run up hundreds of thousands of dollars of legal fees that I may have to pay. So I have a clause that everybody pays their own. But it's just something like this I want people to think about. Don't just pull off. Read through every part of that lease and decide, is this really what I want? Can I change this? Can I word it differently? Should I include some things in the lease that imposes responsibilities on me so that I convey to the tenant that not only is this a you do this, you do this, you do this, you don't do this, you don't do this, but also I will do this. This is what I promise you. If you have such and such breakdown, I will have it repaired within 24 hours. If I do this, such and such. I also have, for safety reasons, that it's the tenant's responsibility to notify. If there's something wrong with that property, I want to know about it, because if there is a broken step or a wiring that keeps shorting out the circuit breakers or whatever, so I put in the lease that the tenant has the responsibility to notify me. And then, you know, should there ever be some kind of issue evolve, and I have not been notified, that helps in my defense. But on the other hand, it helps me keep the building maintained the way I want it to be maintained also.